just was visiting with Nick about a friend of mine that I'm trying, he's my one, I guess, and was talking about what I could do for a kind of a reading plan or something in the something to get him into the Word. He's one of those people that's really, really smart, and if he can prove it to himself, more so if God could prove it to him through his Word, then he probably would be something that he would give his life to the Lord, and we know that through God's Word that we can find truth. And so just visiting with Nick, and I asked him if he had sent out the reading for the week, pushed out the notification through the app, and he said, no, I'll do that on Friday. And I said, you know, sometime if you give me the chance, I'd like to go up front, because a lot of times, you know, we just get so busy through the week, I know for me, and then you come in, and it takes about halfway through the sermon before you actually tune your head in. But when I started reading those the passage of scripture and kind of the briefing of what the message was about, it just made, I got so much more, and I continue to get so much more out of the sermon and God's message that he pushes out through Nick when I do that. So I just really encourage any of you and all of us, truly. I mean, it's really an act of kind of being obedient, and maybe on Saturdays, if you have a 5-day reading plan through the week, Saturday morning, open the app up. I timed myself. It took a minute and 21 seconds to slowly read Nick's briefing of the sermon and the scripture. So it's not asking too much of your time, but I promise that minute and 21 seconds make your investment of this hour, hour and a half of your Sunday mornings way, way more valuable. So thank you.